Jane Penny ist 12, als ein Schulfreund ihr einen iPod voll mit selbstgeschriebenen Songs in die Hand drückt. Sie weiß noch nicht, dass das der Beginn von Tops sein würde. Is that the way that you wanna be loved? Is that the way that you wanna be loved? Is that the way that you wanna be loved? Is that the way that you wanna be loved? Heute sind Tops der Geheimtipp für alle, die mit einem ironisch traurigen Unterton sagen, früher war alles besser. Tops ist Vintage-Sound vom Feinsten. Softrock-Gitarren und warme Synthesizer treffen auf nostalgische Lyrics. Gäbe es den Genrebegriff Dream-Pop noch nicht, für Tops müsste man ihn erfinden. Tops haben 2017 ihr drittes Album rausgebracht, Sugar at the Gate. Damit sind sie gerade auf Minitour durch Europa unterwegs. Zeit für einen Zwischenstopp im Detektor FM Studio. Hier sind Tops.
Bei mir im Studio sind jetzt Jane, Penny und David Carrier von der Band Tops. Nice Hello. To have you.
Hi there, thank you.
You're on a tour for Europe, and I think we're quite lucky because you're only going to a couple of cities. It's a mini tour. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, we started the tour in Antwerp, and then we went to Warsaw, played there, and then we played in Dresden last night. Tonight, Leipzig, and then Berlin tomorrow, and Budapest on the weekend.
And then you're going back to the States or to Canada?
We're actually all going to hang out in Berlin for a month or so. We have a new record. We're going to finish it up in Berlin. So.
Okay, that's exciting. Maybe we can have a chance to talk about that later. Maybe we start with the record that you're on tour with now. So for your last record, Sugar at the Gate, you moved from Montreal to LA. Why did you move to the West Coast to make this record?
Well, our drummer, Riley, he's actually grew up in California. And he had been in Canada for a little too long, immigration-wise. So he had to go, and we thought it would be fun to go somewhere new. And LA is kind of the most different place for, I guess, me and David to go to. The most exciting place in North America because we both grew up in Canada. It was very cold. And yeah, so it was just an opportunity to have an experience living somewhere really new.
Ich habe sie gefragt, warum sie für ihr letztes Album von Montreal nach Los Angeles gezogen sind. Und sie haben gesagt, naja, also ihr Schlagzeuger hat da schon gelebt in seiner Jugend, hat da seine Kindheit verbracht. Und jetzt sind sie da hingegangen, um mal was ganz anderes zu erleben, weg aus dem kalten Kanada an die Küste. I read that you moved into a former brother, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Does that have anything to do with the record? Was it intentional?
No, we found out later, but there were signs within the house that maybe we should have noticed the whole time.
What kind of signs?
There were like all the doors had were glass, so not like solid doors. And there's a large, like 4 to 6 person black jacuzzi tub in the master bedroom.
Did that atmosphere have any impact on the music that you were writing at that time?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Do you think it did?
I think it must have.
Yeah.
Sie sind für das Album in ein Haus gezogen, das vorher ein Bordell war. Das haben sie erst während der Aufnahmen herausgefunden. Und ich habe sie gefragt, ob das einen Einfluss auf die Musik hatte. Sie sind sich nicht ganz einig. Jane sagt, nee, nicht so ganz. David sagt, ja, vielleicht ein bisschen. Ja, es bleibt wahrscheinlich dem Hörer überlassen. This is not the only change that has happened. You moved from Montreal to LA, but also the band has changed a bit. There was changes, new band members. How has this influenced the way that you make music and the way that you are as a band now?
Well, I think that the current formation of the band with Marta and Jackson joining has made us the tightest band that we've been, and it's also kind of the most fun. Before, when we had a bass player for many years, it was just a temporary position or like a live touring kind of thing, but it definitely makes a big impact on the arrangement and the recordings to have somebody that's really a part of the group that can contribute those aspects. Before, David would always have to write and record all the bass parts, and he's really good at that. But
really good.
But it's still hard always to, like, you have to have this imagination about what these missing components will be and know that you're going to be able to fill it in later while you're recording. So, yeah, it's definitely just brought more energy and made things a little bit more clear from the beginning.
It's quite family-like or something?
Yeah, I think there's a very good dynamic between everybody. I don't think anyone feels like an outsider at all.
Ich habe sie gefragt, es war nicht die einzige Veränderung, dass sie an die Westküste gezogen sind, sondern die Band ist gewachsen. Es gibt zwei neue Mitglieder und sie sagen, naja, das hat uns näher zusammengebracht, auch wenn sie vorher schon befreundet waren, schon seit sie 12 sind befreundet waren, ist das mit den neuen Bandmitgliedern wie in einer Familie. One more question I have about the last record. It was released in 2017, and then personally I felt it was a year where a lot of bands from all kind of styles have decided to, whether or not they've done it before, to deal with the current political situation, the current situation in the world, especially in the US. A lot of bands who haven't done that before decided to take a turn and talk about, you know, politics. And I was wondering if these topics, even though we don't hear them on Sugar at the Gate, has it in any way affected your music?
I don't think that political music really interests me at all, actually. I feel like it, if it was, you know, like there's Bob Marley or something, but that was already, like, I feel like it already reached its pinnacle and was completely exhausted like 40, 50 years ago. Maybe specifically within the genre that we're working with, I really feel this way. For example, like, if you're a person of color or you come from a certain situation that you have a really important perspective on these issues, then of course it's important to hear from these people. But for me to just kind of get on my pedestal and say what I think about the world, I'm not sure what's really gained by that in comparison to maybe writing a song about trying to relate to other people or having experiences that are personal that actually communicate something that other people can relate to in a more, I guess, like through sincerity or through maybe like a shared sense of experience. I feel like this is maybe more powerful way for me to connect with people musically, personally, but no judgment.
So the song that we will be hearing now is, I guess, not political at all. What song will you be playing?
I just want to make you real. It's just about trying to have a good, positive relationship with somebody when you meet them, like a romantic, trying to see each other on the same level and have like a real, something real.
It's about the new Democratic Party.
Yeah. Tops machen keine politischen Songs, das ist nicht ihr Ding, auch wenn andere Leute das gerne machen können. Stattdessen gibt es jetzt einen Song, völlig unpolitisch. Hier sind sie, Tops mit I Just Wanna Make It Real.
want you near me. I want you to feel me. I just wanna make you real.
Tops mit I Just Wanna Make You Real, und sie sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Jane, I read an article that you wrote for the Line of Best Fit, in which you were asked about the most inspiring band to you, and the answer that you gave I thought was really interesting, because you said your favorite or your most inspiring band is your own band, Tops. Why?
Well,
that's crazy. I would be like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, you know. Fleetwood Mac, or like, well, I mean, obviously
Michael Jackson. The Weeknd.
But the reason that I wrote that was because, yeah, I could choose a specific artist, but for me, songs are really what inspire me. Not so much like I've been reading this book about Joni Mitchell lately, and I've become like completely obsessed with her. So maybe now I would write it about Joni Mitchell. I don't know. When I really thought about it deeply, I realized that the most inspiration that I get, especially musically, is from my bandmates, because they contribute so many of the elements of what goes into what I actually make, and that's kind of more important to me than this sort of like idol worshiping of like some specific band. And I felt like if I was to talk about my relationship to Tops and my bandmates, that it would actually kind of give people more of a sense of what the band is about.
Jane hat mal einen Artikel geschrieben über die Band, die sie am meisten inspiriert hat. Und statt einen der großen Namen zu nehmen, die David und Jane hier gerade eben in die Runde geworfen haben, hat sie Tops gesagt, denn sie sagt, keine anderen Leute inspirieren sie so sehr zum Songwriting wie ihre eigenen Bandkollegen. Es gibt da aber ein Musikvideo zu ihrem Song Petals, wo alle möglichen berühmten Menschen vorkommen. You've made a music video for your song Petals, and there are some iconic musicians in this video. It's Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna. Did I miss anyone?
Yes. Shania Twain.
So would you say that these iconic musicians that you have featured, are they some kind of inspiration or role models as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Shania was part of it. Shania, Prince,
I guess
Michael.
They are good.
I think it also was sort of like it originally started, we thought it would be funny. It kind of just started as a joke with the bandmates. But then the more that I thought about the idea of like incorporating Los Angeles as an experience into the video and into the representation of the record, it felt like a very LA thing is actually something you can only really do in LA, because there are so many people that are impersonating celebrities there. And yeah, it seemed like a really interesting kind of like visual thing to do. So, and then it became really fun because we got all these impersonators to come to our house with a bunch of our friends, and we like threw a party and basically hung out with these like pretty strange people.
Sie haben also dieses Video gemacht, und ich habe sie gefragt, warum, und sie meinten, naja, es war so eine fixe Idee, und in LA gibt es auch viele Menschen, die die große Schauspieler oder große Ikonen imitieren, und irgendwie ist es dann einfach dazu gekommen, dass sie die eingeladen haben in ihr Haus, dann eine kleine Party gemacht haben, und so ist das Video zu dem Song entstanden. Kann ich nur empfehlen, auf jeden Fall anschauen. At the end of this article for Line of Best Fit, have been writing, Top is continuing to grow, and lately we've been writing some of our best songs. And you mentioned in this interview that you're going to Berlin to do some recordings as well. What will be coming from Tops soon?
Well, we have a whole new record that we're working on right now. And we recorded almost all of it. We just basically have to finish it up. So we're going to do that and then just try to release it as soon as possible. And
it sounds very slick, and Marta and Jackson have joined in the writing, so it's really like made me have to do way less work, so I'm barely even playing any music on it, which is great. So I can just sit back and judge. And
but yeah, same thing as usual, like kind of weird but good poppy jazzy rocky stuff.
Das vierte Album von Tops ist schon auf dem Weg. Sie haben das geschrieben in dem Artikel, dass sie ihre neuen Songs schon schreiben, und jetzt gehen sie nach Berlin, machen das Album fertig, und dann kommt es hoffentlich so schnell wie möglich. You'll be playing a last song, and it's Petals, right? It's the one that we already talked about. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lars.
Fall away. All I wanna
Call me, baby.